because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I have nothing.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Well, that was interesting. Well, if you're going to start, you might as well start a little rough in the morning, huh? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, crazy days these are. I'm going to be joined today. I hope that Chris is with us already. Is Chris with us, joining us today? Okay, he's coming, though. All right, good. Chris Switzer from the Freedom Ministry, my partner, he's going to be here today. And, of course, we know that going off everywhere seems to be these shootings that are coming in rapid succession now. And, you know, it really is... It's of no surprise to me. I was talking to somebody last night. He said, isn't this just strange? I said, no. It's not strange. Matter of fact, I kind of expected that this would actually start to happen. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist. Today we're going to be talking about the FBI Phoenix field office document. There's been quite a buzz about it. I've spoken about it in other places, and I figured we'd have a little bit of conversation about it today. I think that its timing is very interesting as well. But there's been an agenda for a long time to disarm us. A very, very long time. We've heard Kissinger talk about it. We've heard Rockefeller talk about it. And, you know, it just, to me... I was even thinking the other day, Lori Anderson had somebody close to her that, and you know, this is an acquaintance, a friend, and we're talking about a best friend, we're talking about an acquaintance who was, and I hate to even say this, allegedly killed in Ohio. And I'm beginning to think now that we were doing an investigation at the time of Parkland that got my channel terminated. It was the Kids Lives for Cash investigation, essentially the promised federal grant program. And, you know, as we got into that investigation, we were uncovering some major stuff. And there was like a minute and 40 second Fox News mentioned it. They think it was on another channel. They mentioned it. But we're talking about $54 million to one school for one federal grant program that was being misused. Of course, people who listen to my show know that they were the promised federal grant program was paying to reduce crime statistics. Actually, what they were really supposed to be doing is paying to reduce the crime, not just the statistics, but the statistics was what they went by. So officers stopped arresting people, and then it was marginalized students. So it's students of color, you know, it's one of these Marxist grant programs. Not everybody. It's not really equality. You know what I mean? But anyway, you can get me started down that road. So all of these students of color who were already criminally predisposed. These are the kids that are not being arrested. So obviously they're getting into trouble, but they're not being arrested. Now, if you come across a kid and you catch him doing something bad and you say, well, now, and you walk the other way and you don't arrest him, you don't do anything, there's no consequences. What do you think that kid's going to do? There's going to be a rise in crime. They're going to feel emboldened. So at the same time that the federal government was this under Obama, was this grant program was paying to reduce crime stats, and they weren't arresting these kids, the crime was rising, and it was fomenting. It was a racially based rise in crime. At the same time that they were getting rich off of it, they were fomenting a race war. And it began to be understood, and people were starting to wake up to it, and then all of a sudden we had Parkland. And keep in mind, this is not just in Miami-Dade County and Broward. This is all over the country, this program. Think about the plan of that. Trayvon Martin, the whole nine yards, all of these kids that were emboldened. They felt like they could just walk in and take stuff from people. And does that sound familiar? Think about it, folks. Hey, Chris, you with me?
I'm with you, brother.
Does that sound familiar?
Sounds all too familiar. It's right. Been a plan they've been implementing for decades, and it's just seems to be people just don't even want to turn on the news, they tell me, anymore. You know, they're sick of seeing things about shootings. That's
it's all false, though. I mean, it's literally all, sure. It's all fomented artificially, and we're made to think that the world is just disintegrating, and, oh, the government needs to come in and fix things. No, what? The exact opposite. We need the government to stop fixing things. Anyway. Exactly.
The problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, problem, reaction, solution. That's exactly right. So I think that it's very interesting timing that this this document pops out. Now, we don't know who released it. It got released to, I believe it was Yahoo News or... was it Yahoo News or... I might be incorrect, but it's one of those online news sources. And it's the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Intelligence Bulletin, 30 May 2019. This is, I basically call it the thought crime memo, or whatever you want to call it, the thought crime bulletin. And its title is Anti-Government Identity-Based and Fringe Political Conspiracy Theories Very Likely Motivate Some Domestic Extremist to Commit Criminal, Sometimes Violent Activity. So let me translate that for you. As soon as y'all start waking up and realizing that these people are doing the things that they've been doing, the FBI, out of all the people out there, should be the last one putting out a memo like this. As corrupt. I mean, remember the scandal they got caught. They had that schizophrenic kid that they were trying to gaslight to create a right-wing domestic terrorist out of him, and the parents caught them. And that's just one of the more sick cases of the FBI fomenting and creating these events. I'm just sick with them. I'm absolutely sickened by them. It's just the American Stasi, as far as I'm concerned. They shouldn't even exist at this point. I think the states can handle their own investigations. If they can't handle it, then there's a problem. But anyway, let's get back to the bulletin. So this bulletin is released, and this is basically the assessment of anti-government activity. Of course, anti-government, define anti-government. I call anti-corruption, they call anti-government. And by the way, that's also covered in this bulletin. Have you had a chance to read this bulletin, Chris?
I'm reading it as we're speaking.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're reading it. So I'm going to start off with this. It's not a very long bulletin. It's not really that long. So let's just get into it.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, anti-government identity-based fringe political conspiracy theories very likely motivate some domestic extremists to commit criminal, sometimes violent activity. So this is now the first memo of its type, from what I understand. It's the first memo of its type. to address specifically address conspiracy theories as a domestic terror threat. I think that's pretty significant.
Yeah, they want to set a precedent. That's what it looks like to me.
It sure does. It seems that way to me, too. So here we have the law enforcement information marked ULES. This document is property of the Federal Bureau. Oh, we can't. It's the property of the Federal Bureau. God forbid. And may be distributed within the federal government and its contractors. They try and make it look so, you know, I'm wondering if you think that they put this out on purpose. I think they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that they put this out just to get to the psyche of Americans, just to get into their heads, you know?
It's all psyops. They know what they're doing.
Of course they know what they're doing. Of course they do. I want our listeners to know that we know. We know what they're doing. So anyway, public safety protection officials, individuals with a need to know. So you can only be reading this if you need to know. Distribution beyond these entities without FBI authorization is prohibited. It reminds me of that Chris Cuomo segment on CNN about the Hillary emails. Just to let you know that having these emails is illegal. We, the press, we are reading them. And you remember, how did he put that? What you'll learn from it, you'll learn from us.
Trust us.
Yeah, trust us. Chris Fredo Cuomo. Oh, guys, you guys haven't seen that video. You should go back and check my channel out and see the video on Chris Fredo Cuomo. That was great. All right, so I digress. The FBI assesses anti-government identity-based and fringe political conspiracy theories very likely motivate some domestic extremists wholly or in part to commit criminal and sometimes violent activity. The FBI further assesses, in some cases, these conspiracy theories very likely encourage the targeting of specific people, places, and organizations, thereby increasing the likelihood of violence against these targets. These assessments are made with high confidence based on information from other law enforcement agencies, open source information, internet, court documents, human sources, and varying degrees of access and corroboration in FBI investigations. Now, I'm telling you, what they're telling you is the internet is dangerous. You need to be, you need the nanny state to tell you what you can and can't read. It's coming. You better believe it's coming. It's just incredible. Anyway.
And right above that, actually, the line right above that, it says the FBI, the paragraph right above that, the FBI is prohibited from engaging in investigative activity for the sole purpose of monitoring the exercise of constitutional rights. Well, that's nice to know.
I hope
you just went over that one little spot because, you know, you were talking about the
video
real quick.
I'm so glad that I asked you to come and do this show with me. I really do. I am very glad that I asked you. I missed that. Can you read that to us again?
Yes, I'm going to start right here where we left off before prior. It was you, and then it says domestic extremists employ a number of indicators, some of which may be criminal and others which may constitute the exercise of rights guaranteed by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And then right here, the FBI is prohibited from engaging in investigative activity for the sole purpose of monitoring the exercise of constitutional rights.
Wow.
Yeah. That caught my eye.
I can't believe, you know, that's the stuff in the finer print. I'm getting old.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting old. You know, I used to have 2014 vision, whatever the heck that is. I used to be able to read the lines on the chart and then read the manufacturer and where it was shipped from. I miss those days. I really do.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I'm glad that you pointed that out because it's kind of funny. I always thought that investigating these so-called, that what they call conspiracy theories. You know, I write articles, you know, I do a radio show. That's the press, you know?
Yes.
But according to Dianne Feinstein, I don't have my bona fides, which means I don't have a government card.
Exactly.
So I love that. My, she was actually pushing that. She was pushing the she wanted that to be licensed too. I tried telling everybody, as soon as you start letting them license things, it's a slippery slope, because they think you do it. But anyway, so investigating these things, sharing this information is a constitutional right. Therefore, if they're monitoring even this activity, that would essentially mean that they were in violation. They're prohibited from engaging in that type of activity, because this is a First Amendment thing, right?
Yeah, so guaranteed.
I don't think that I'm over exaggerating that. Anyway, good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Anyway, so the FBI further assesses in some cases these conspiracy theories very likely encourage the targeting of specific people. Now, we know where they're going with that. It was the comet, the fake story that they created, that they were alleging that Pizzagate was about, which was, of course, was a misdirection. They didn't really mention the Podesta emails. And before I forget this point, veterans, Jennifer from Veterans for Truth, she did a little video on Trump with Brian Kilmeade, and it wasn't on the air. This was shot with an iPhone or something. He was getting ready to do an interview with Donald Trump, and they were discussing the WikiLeaks case, and Donald Trump, and I swear, as nobody will ever see him on the air with this smug smirk, almost like, you know, like an actor off of set.
Yes.
Sat there and basically said, yeah, oh yeah, we should have the death penalty for that. I'm like, son of a bitch. That WikiLeaks investigation catapulted him into the White House. He loved WikiLeaks. Remember, he said it right in front of the crowd. He was promoting it. And now, off camera, not in an interview, he's like, yeah, execute. Folks, if you bought into the Donald Trump thing, I feel bad for you. I really, you know, I'm a conservative, as conservative as they come. I really, all of my values, most of my values, I mean, I have some libertarian values. I don't think that the war on drugs should be being fought and that kind of stuff. But conservative values, abortion, tradition, First and Second Amendments, hardcore Second Amendment. Folks, if you bought that hook, line, and sinker, Donald Trump was the savior of conservative America, you bought a bill of goods. You really bought a bill of goods. I'm done. I'm so far done with entertaining. I tried being nice to my friends that were like hardcore MAGA supporters. Red Flag, Thought Police, Thought Crime. I mean, Jesus, God. Anyway, so back to the document. I mean, I could go off on a tangent on that. Anyway.
Hey, it's all relative, man.
It is.
The country's going down the, you know, the toilet, and people just don't understand the why of it, or the who, or the any of it. It's disturbing.
No, you know what's really worse? We don't really even have a choice. Now we don't have. Now it's like Donald Trump is. Now the only thing left are the liberals. Or, well, he was a New York City liberal anyway, but you know what I'm saying. Now our only choice left for 2020 is what? Tulsi? At least she's somewhat anti-war, but, I mean, the guns, I mean, forget it, folks. We're going to be fighting a civil war eventually. You might as well just get used to the fact that it's coming, because it's coming. Mm. It's coming. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, anyway. It's hard to believe there's a political solution out there, you know, with all that we've seen.
Yeah. So anyway, the FBI, it says this document, these conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace, occasionally driving both groups of individuals, extremists, to carry out criminal or violent acts. Indicators may lead to revised judgments or cause a change in the confidence level associated with this assessment, include a lack of conspiracy theory-driven criminal or violent activity in the near to long term, significant efforts by major social media companies and websites to remove, regulate, or counter potentially harmful conspiratorial content. We will be right back after a few words from our sponsors. RTR Truth Media, The Resurrected Republic Show, Tom Lacobert, Stuart, Chris Switzer. Oh,
This is the most transparent administration in history.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of years. With no provision, but no basis, for the straits of fear.
Whoa. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic Radio Show and the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera Stewart, joined by my co-host and my newest partner here in crime. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe the FBI is unconstitutionally listening. Chris Switzer from the Freedom Ministry. So anyway, we're going over the, in case you guys just tuned in, we're going over the FBI Phoenix document on thought crime, on conspiracy theory based domestic terror threats. That sounds so ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know what, Tom? I mean, it's right at the same time. Think of the timing of this document. When YouTube was actually coming out with their conspiracy-related stuff, that they changed all their, you know, their community guidelines. Remember
oh, yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
timing. I mean, you know, wow, what a coincidence.
I know that these private platform. They claim to be private platforms, even though the DARPANET, Google, and all Google was pretty much publicly funded, I believe. But I'm wondering, you know, it says that the government really can't engage in the exercise of constitutionally protected activity, I'm really wondering as they go to these social media companies. and suggest to these companies that they do so as a corporation. I'm wondering if that approach, if that contact, if that suggestion, just because a corporation can limit one's expression, is it not a violation of the government when the government becomes directly involved in intercession?
Yes.
And going to that company and suggesting that there may be content that they should remove that is not against the law. It's not against the law. Sure. That in and of itself should be a First Amendment violation. They are government now taking a position to try and effect a change that will come down on the American people. So in my opinion, even going to these social media companies and suggesting that they do any of this to begin with is to me is a violation. Anyway,
and what you're saying, Tom, is that it made me think if this, you know, and I believe it is the case, it is publicly funded, you know, by the government in most cases with DARPA, with Google. I mean, that's YouTube. Then at what point is it not the government and not a private corporation that's coming in and saying, hey, you know, we can restrict it because it's our private corporation here. It's our platform.
Right.
Well, no, you're pretty much, you're the government.
Yeah. That's a whole nother thing. Yeah. So anyway, let's get back to the document. Hopefully we'll get through this in the show. So anyway, their idea is to go to major efforts by major social media companies and websites to remove, regulate, or counter. Huh. All right. So associated with this assessment, okay, cause a change. Okay. So let's move on to the next section. The next section is, there's the source summary statement. That's next. The intelligence bulletin draws upon a wide body of reporting derived from other law enforcement agencies, open source information, documentary sources, human source reporting with varying degrees of access, and FBI investigations from 15th of January 2008 to 30 January 2019, reporting from other law enforcement agencies and open source information, that's internet pretty much, was deemed the most critical in supporting the key analytic judgments in this paper. News articles provided contextual details of various incidents and background on specific conspiracy theories not contained in law enforcement reporting, while academic publications aided in clearly defining the topic. Now, here's a problem with academic papers clearly defining the topic. I have been deeply diving into academic papers on domestic extremism. Most of them are focused on the right, because most of academia is on the left, so most of the papers are going to be focused on right-wing extremism. Of course, I haven't seen many of these papers on Antifa or that kind of stuff, but anyway, so a lot of this is biased. It's slanted to one side, primarily. That's one problem. And the other problem is that the FBI never addresses this issue. They lean heavily on academia, but they're leaning heavy on a biased, slanted academia. I mean, I think nobody can really deny that at this point. I mean, even liberal people that I talk to admit this. This is not a big, that's not in and of itself a conspiracy theory, right? So anyway, so the use of reporting derived from human sources and FBI investigations was limited, although these sources did provide intelligence that corroborated open source information. Human sources include an established human source with indirect access. Much of this reporting, can we skip this one? Maybe not. Okay, we'll be back, folks, after a few words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Welcome back. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic, Republic Broadcasting Network, Tom Lacovara, Stuart, Chris Switzer. We're talking about the FBI field office document of May 30th, 2019, I'm sure quite accidentally released. Anyway, So we were talking about the established human source, where the stuff came from. Now, the next section is anti-government identity-based and fringe political conspiracy theories very likely motivate some domestic extremists to commit criminal or violent activity. The FBI assesses anti-government, identity-based, and fringe political conspiracy theories very likely motivate some domestic extremists, wholly or in part, to engage in criminal or violent activity. This assessment is based on events which individuals committed crimes, plotted attacks, or successfully carried out deadly violence, and who, either before or after their arrests, attributed their actions to their conspiratorial beliefs. These events include instances in which the perpetrators intended to kill groups identified by such theories as hostile, malevolent, or simply to carry out dangerous, unlawful acts in an effort to draw attention to or to expose a perceived conspiracy. The first example they give is December 19, 2018, a California man was arrested after being found in possession of bomb-making materials with the intent to construct an explosive device, according to information obtained from a law enforcement agency. According to information obtained from separate law enforcement agency, the individual stated he planned to travel to Springfield, Illinois, and blow up a satanic temple monument at the Illinois Capitol Rotunda in order to make Americans aware of Pizzagate and the New World Order, who are dismantling society. So, in other words, this guy didn't build a bomb, but said that he wanted to blow up a satanic statue.
But he had the intent.
While I think highly unproductive for, you know, because I ultimately, you know, being a Christian, I think that Jesus Christ is more powerful than a hunk of concrete. But I think it's kind of humorous. But anyway, he wasn't planning on harming anyone, apparently. So anyway, on 27 October 2018, an identified individual killed 11 people and injured several others at the Tree of Life Synagogue, here we go, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, according to a criminal complaint filed in U.S. District Court, according to a copy of his social media postings obtained via open source. Shortly before the attack, the individual reposted a cartoon depicting the Zionist occupation government conspiracy theory. the guy definitely wasn't firing on all cylinders, but and who knows who was really steering him, whether he was organic or not. I tend to think not, but that's a conspiracy theory. Anyway, he focused on the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which is HIAS, that likes to bring in invaders that kill our people. Well,
they do.
Yeah, and I can't sit by and watch people get slaughtered. Screw your optics, I'm going in, he says. So he had a very legitimate complaint, sure, on an absolutely accurate assessment of HIAS. However, like I tell people, just because you're right about something, correct about something, you know, doesn't mean that you should be taking violent action, especially towards a... What did this synagogue have anything to do with HIAS? I mean, yes, it was a more liberal synagogue, and I believe that the rabbis there, you know, were pro open borders or whatever it is. I don't know if they were pro open borders for Israel or not. I have no idea. I really don't know what they thought, but there was a lot of hokey stuff that went on, yes, before the Tree of Life shooting. Again, the same patterns that we saw, drills that took place at the of one of their centers there that involved, I believe, the FBI. You can't quote me on that. I'm not positive. It's been a while now, and got Lyme disease, but a lot of hokey things that I really didn't like. But I knew that if I started really going down that road, it was just such a mess. And they were, what they were trying to do is kill the message by using, yes, a horrible, correct, despicable crime. I don't care who you are, blowing people away. That a bunch of old guys sitting in a synagogue is they're of no threat to anyone. It's just, no. Of course, they were killing the message. Anyway, moving on. Two men arrested in Georgia on drug charges and found to be stockpiling weapons on October 27th, 2016, and other tactical gear in preparation to attack the government. In preparation, I love this, in preparation to attack. They weren't mounting the attack. They weren't on their way to conduct the attack, but they were preparing to attack, so this says. By stockpiling weapons. Now, that's another loaded term. Stockpiling weapons. Is that unlawful to accumulate weapons? No. Is it illegal to accumulate ammunition? No. What other tactical gear doesn't make mention of here, or whether that tactical gear was against the law? But it says, in preparation to attack the government-funded research facility in Alaska known as the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, according to information obtained from another law enforcement agency. According to subject interviews by the BATF, and the men became upset after watching videos online about the imposition of martial law. Do any of these people know about the continuity of government plans? Nobody in the FBI knows about that. Maybe we should send them over the files from the Bush administration that was built on the Promise software. Maybe we should do that, because I don't think anybody over there has ever dug into that information. But anyway, So to control the weather and prevent humans. Oh, to control the weather and prevent humans from talking to God. That's a new one. I didn't hear about that one before. Also made references to the United Nations invading America and sacrifices occurring at a New World Order church, according to the same source. Well, sacrifices. Well, you know, this is the same people that told us that that elite pedophile rings were a conspiracy theory. Epstein. You know, so I mean, these are the same people that, that pretend that these things don't happen, but then when they happen, well, that's oh, we're getting to that too. That's in here too. So anyway, let's move on. November 1st, 2013, an identified individual shot and killed a TSA officer and wounded several others at Los Angeles International Airport, according to FBI investigation. Before the attack, the individual wrote a letter expressing his desire to kill TSA personnel who he associated with the New World Order, according to a plea agreement filed in U.S. District Court. Now, I don't know whether he associates the TSA with the New World Order or whatever the case may be. I would certainly consider a lot of the actions that conducted by the TSA to be certainly unconstitutional. And now, after many years of analysis, we found out that after all of the groping and irradiating and everything else, that they are about a bunch of bumbling fools. They've stopped nothing. They've prevented nothing. Right. And they violated more civil liberties than anyway. So, yeah, people are going to get pissed off. And some people out there who are not as mentally stable as others are going to feel some kind of way about it. It's going to happen. Anyway,
how did that happen?
Anti-government, identity-based, fringe political conspiracy theories very likely encourage the targeting of specific people and places. The FBI assesses in some cases, anti-government, identity-based, and fringe political conspiracy theories very likely encourage targeting specific individuals, places, thereby increasing the risk of extremist violence against such targets. This assessment is
we'll be right back. down in Texas.
Don't you love that? They're using a federal provocateur as an example in their own document.
The best opposition is controlled opposition.
Absolutely. The next one is Sandy Hook. I'm bypassing that one. I'm not even getting into it. The next one is a North Carolina man was arrested in Washington, D.C. after he entered the Comic Ping Pong restaurant carrying an AR-15 rifle and a .38 revolver, fired shots at a locked closet door, and aimed his rifle at an employee. The man was motivated by the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, alleging that a child, now listen very carefully, that a child sex trafficking ring involving nationally known political figures was operating from, here's the false direction, from inside the restaurant, according to a plea agreement filed in U.S. District Court. Folks, I urge anybody to review Alifantis's photographs, sickening, twisted art, and these drag queen parts, the things that they refer to, pedo sex. I listen to this stuff. It's all real, very real. What the misdirection is where it happens, how it happens, and who it happens with and how. So they misdirect on all of this. They don't talk about the clear, and the FBI, by the way, identified a lot of these symbols and a lot of this the pedophile lingo talk. Came from the FBI. They're the ones that
identified. Their own sources.
Right, their own sources identified this language, which was found all throughout the WikiLeaks, John Podesta emails. So anyway, Ben Swan does really a reasonable, I when I say reasonable piece, for the average American who has not likely been exposed to this, I would give them Ben Swan's report on Pizzagate, which, by the way, got him fired.
Exactly.
But it's the most reasonable balanced report there is out there. Anyway, I want to get to this part. I hope I have the time to do it. Although conspiracy theory driven crime and violence is not a new phenomena, today's information environment has changed the way conspiracy theories develop, spread, and evolve. The advent of the internet, here we go. The advent of the internet and social media has enabled promoters of conspiracy theories to produce and share greater volumes of material via online platforms that larger audiences of consumers can quickly and easily access based on the increased volume and reach of conspiratorial content. Due to the modern communication methods, it is logical to assume that more extremist-minded individuals will be exposed to potentially harmful conspiracy theories, except ones that are favorable to their views, and possibly carry out criminal or violent actions. As a result, the internet has also enabled a crowdsourcing effect wherein conspiracy theory followers themselves shape a given theory by presenting information that supplements, expands, or localizes its narrative. The examples above demonstrate how crowdsourced conspiracy theories can influence which entities and extremists choose to target. These examples also substantiate concerns expressed by some researchers who believe a rise in conspiracism fostered in part by the internet may be accompanied by a search for scapegoats. I'm going to cut to the chase with this. What they're saying is that online investigation, research, and all of this is bad. The establishment media should be the ones. Now, this is why you see on YouTube.
Trust us.
You search a subject on YouTube. You used to get YouTube. This is the content creators. Now you get MSNBC. Look, if I wanted to watch MSNBC, I'd get freaking cable. I wouldn't go to YouTube.
Bingo.
I go to YouTube because I don't want MSNBC. I don't want Fox News. I don't want CNN. I go there to watch CNN destroyed by people like Brian Young. That's why I go to YouTube, right? So there was a purpose for YouTube, and it was us, you, not the corporations. Anyway, the FBI considered the alternative hypothesis that domestic extremists likely turn to violence only as a result of an underlying ideology, such as militia extremism. I wonder where they got an idea that a well-regulated militia is. Anyway, I'm not even just – I mean, here they go just bashing the American Republic, our traditions, our exercise of constitutionally protected, inherent, unalienable –
as if it's derogatory. Rights.
Yeah. Yes, and they just keep bashing on – and this is an American government agency – that just bashes on this stuff. All the while, we're going to obey the Constitution. Anyway. So let's see. I want to get to the part. Outlook. The FBI assesses anti-government. One indicator of increased likelihood of alternative hypothesis is the absence or decrease in incidents over the long term in which domestic extremists engage in violent acts. If we get back, the coup de grace. We'll be right back. RTR Truth Media, Resurrected Republic.
It's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite part is coming up. My favorite part in this whole document is coming up. The FBI says it's anti-government, identity-based, and fringe conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace over the near term, fostering anti-government sentiment, promoting racial and religious prejudice. Way to go, Promise Grant program, getting all those kids of color to run around thinking that they were untouchable. Gee, wonder. I guess that's just a conspiracy theory, though, right? We have affidavits from law enforcement officers, folks. All right. So increasing political tensions and occasionally driving both groups and individuals to commit criminal or violent acts. Because some conspiracy theories are highly partisan in nature, political developments, including those surrounding major election cycles, such as the 2020 presidential election, they're getting ready for that, likely will impact the direction of these conspiracy theories and the potential activities of extremists who subscribe to them over the long term. Another factor driving the intensity of conspiracy theorizing in the United States, get this, and the subsequent threat from conspiracy-minded extremists, get this, folks, is the uncovering of real conspiracies or cover-ups involving illegal, harmful, or unconstitutional activities by government officials or leading political figures. Well, indicators that these scenarios are emerging include disrupted plots or successful attacks against popular conspiracy theory targets, such as government facilities, synagogues, mosques, or partisan political. Folks, do you hear what they're saying? That what's driving anti-government activity, illegal anti-government activity, are the real crimes being committed by government
themselves.
Oh my, that's a proverbial, I mean we're on the radio, I would say no Sherlock, you know what I'm saying? Like, really? Yeah,
it's Orwellian, man.
Really? Let's see. We give the government an opportunity to bust a child sex trafficking fiend, and what do? One, give him a sweetheart deal that really doesn't even put him in jail. Then, when we finally get another crack at him, the government wants to protect you. They want to take your firearms. They want to be your nanny. They want to be your protector, but they can't protect one inmate in maximum security custody.
Who already tried to allegedly commit suicide the week prior.
You can't make this crap up. You can't make it up. Now, personally, I think he's probably on a beach in Tel Aviv, but hey, absolutely. If he's dead, he's dead. So what? Whatever. Whatever. Whatever the case may be. The point of the matter is that it, whether it's incompetence, whether it's misfeasance, whether it's malfeasance, whether it's a conspiratorial plot, it doesn't matter. Where are the results? And the results are that any time anyone with any sort of clout, power, any one of the ones on the inside, they never get held accountable for their actions. And as long, FBI, I hope you're listening, as long as that is a fact, yes, I do believe that you will have to worry about anti-government extremism. Well, actually, you know, I won't even call it anti-government extremism because the people are supposed to be the government. You guys are supposed to be our employees, and you're failing.
Utterly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Smith, Tom Lack, Mayor Stewart, RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, Republic Broadcasting Network. Say goodbye, Chris.
Later, guys.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because